love China, hate China, or just curious about China. Doing business in China can be both challenging and rewarding. However, navigating politically sensitive conversations as Guanxi deepens can be complicated and fraught for most Americans. So understanding how to respond tactfully to these unavoidable tensions is vital to anyone doing business in China. Let's take the example of the U.S. Congress's recent ban on TikTok. How do you bridge the gap between viewing this as a security measure and seeing it as an attack on a Chinese company's success? The challenge here is to shift the focus to shared goals like data security and innovation, and be as vague as possible. If you are asked, "What do you think?" it's essential to view these types of questions as proverbial traps, where the key to avoiding ensnarement is to be as deliberately vague as possible. Now, what if the discussion shifts to concerns about fair competition and market access? Well, it's easy to get caught up in a debate about protectionism versus open markets, so if you must discuss it, try shifting conversations toward creating regulatory standards that benefit everyone. Remember, the goal isn't to engage in a healthy debate, but to avoid creating the perception of righteousness or a higher moral authority. Since a possible ban of TikTok would also impact its finances and business operations, the discussion itself is a conflict of ideas of whose system of governance is better. So highlight the importance of open platforms in helping to bridge cultural divides. And remember to always refer to everything as we and ours. Lastly, anything related to national security and government authority is the delicate balance that cannot be reconciled through discussions. And the sensible approach is to start from their perspective and work positively to find common ground, instead of trying to reach compromise from your hardened position. Ask them for their opinion, and no matter what they say, respond with, "I haven't thought about it like that." Americans prefer to put all their cards on the table and let the chips fall where they may. But a better approach would be to hide your cards and keep them hidden from misinterpretation. Because if you ever feel you are winning a debate in China, you are likely setting yourself up for future losses inside the Chinese arena. Especially if you're communicating in your primary language and not theirs. So, "I don't know," or "I haven't thought about it," are excellent responses to avoid risky discussion traps, because your Chinese counterpart has mastered the art of rhetorical conversations. This means they can respond without saying anything meaningful and talk nonsense deliberately to avoid accidentally causing a loss of face. In other words, 他们会说废话. So remember, if you must answer to keep the conversations lively, remember not to debate and to be as deliberately vague as possible.